the Academy, we look through the lens of I, we, it. So when it comes to story, there's my individual story that has really an inner and an outer dimension. And the outer really is sort of the play of forces, the medium of relationship and experience through which I play out the story. Inwardly, there's a motivating force that motivates me into the story, then moves me into saying yes to the story and continuing to assent or agree to be in the story and participating in the story. That intrinsic motivation, in many cases, depending upon the circumstances and the agency, the power within that story and the components and the people and the places and the situations, can be a transformative healing motivation, a motivation to move through life into the expansion, or let's say the acquisition, of a capacity for integration, wholeness, spiritual agency, soul agency, wholeness. Similarly, there's an inner and outer dimension of groupness. I like to think, for example, of the tendency in the we domain of a group to scapegoat one another as an external dimension. An internal dimension is what motivates me to be part of a scapegoating complex. What am I trying to learn? And that's only one example, but there are many different kinds of group contexts that we participate in that have an inner motivating force and an outer motivating force, or an outer play of forces through the sets of relationships and the context in which the we operates, which could be a task group working maybe on the creation of a project together, or it could be something else. But then there's the, you know, inside an organization or in a neighborhood or a community, something that a group comes together to do. Or it could be a game of cards. But depending upon the potency of the opportunity, the context, what's calling that group into being, what is compelling to me to join that group and be part of that group, then begins to tap into what the intrinsic potential motivation is that may have to do with participating in groupness as a way to wake up to a capacity in myself, maybe to do with belonging, or maybe to do with something related to the group task, or maybe to do with ethical behavior in a we context, and exploring what that means to me, and birthing ethical capacity, for example, could be the intrinsic motivation, or it could be to practice being the asshole that I am and finding out in difficult ways just exactly how challenging it is for others in that context to experience me. Then there's the it. And the it is another dimension, which is more on a systems level. And I think there's also an outer and an inner dimension of that as well. And the outer has to do with the structural components that hold an it in place. And that has to do with things that groups of people say yes to and actually empower by saying yes to. And then individuals within that also say yes to. And it turns into an agreement to keep the structures in place, and for multiple reasons. Sometimes because they're benevolent structures that really work. Sometimes it's because they create a tension that we want to experience ourselves pushing up against. And sometimes there is another kind of an inner dimension, which has to do with an urgency to transform systems into systems that are more resilient, malleable, and related to inner impulses towards liberation, And liberation is a very key word here.